With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There could be a break in the case. A man with a gun thought to be similar to the one used in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been taken into police custody for questioning in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Police have reportedly found writings critical of the insurance industry on the man who is being called a suspect. At a much-publicized trial in New York City, a Marine veteran who put a disruptive subway rider in a chokehold on a New York subway acquitted in the man's death, a Manhattan jury cleared Daniel Penny of a criminally negligent homicide charge. Today's verdict came after a more serious manslaughter charge was dismissed last week because the jury deadlocked on that count. Also at SRNNews.com, deposed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his family granted asylum in Russia from Moscow. BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg reports many Russians are not in a welcoming mood.
One of the messages that you pick up a lot on in today's Russian papers is that this isn't Moscow's fault. This is the fault of the Assad regime, the Syrian authorities, and the Syrian army that didn't fight hard enough to keep power. The second message is that without Moscow's man in control, the situation in Syria could become more chaotic. And the third key message you pick up on is Russians are being told the war in Ukraine is much more of a priority now for Russia than the war in Syria.
And Secretary of State Lloyd Austin.
As this unfolds, there's a potential that elements in the area, such as ISIS, could try to take advantage of this this opportunity and regain capability.
This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During this month's Supreme Court arguments over a Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers on children, one justice injected race into the debate. Ketanji Brown Jackson said she saw some troubling parallels between Tennessee's efforts to curb transgenderism amongst youngsters and the arguments made in the 1960s against interracial marriage. This is SRN News. Five people, including a one-year-old boy and five-year-old girl, found dead Saturday in an apartment outside Atlanta. Police called to the apartment just before 7:30 p.m. local time. When officers arrived, they discovered five deceased people inside the apartment. Neighbor Alyssa Rivera told WSB she didn't hear anything unusual, but she came home Saturday evening to find police had taped off part of her apartment complex.
It gives me anxiety, kind of, because, like, I literally live right next to it, and just to think that two kids could lose their life is kind of, like, traumatizing.
Police think it was a murder-suicide. 10 people injured after a police traffic officer on a motorcycle crashed into bystanders at a holiday parade in Palm Springs. All of the injured taken to the hospitals for treatment, including the police officer. Witnesses say the officer was reportedly popping a wheelie and lost control of his motorcycle. More details at SRNNews.com.